Moses said to the Lord, if the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with faltering lips? And I think many of us say like that. If I cannot even convince my CEO, how will I convince the board? If I cannot even convince my wife, how am I going to lead the whole church? If I cannot do this, how can I do the other? I think that's the argument that Moses is following. And that's the faulty argument. Why? You have forgotten it's not you, it is God working through you. So you need to understand that you are not relying on yourself. You are relying on God. And that God can give you wisdom beyond your natural ability in handling a crisis. All of a sudden, Moses has forgotten that this whole story was not about him. It was not about his faltering lips. God knew he had faltering lips when he called him, but he intended to use him the way he is. God knows your limitations. God knows your weaknesses. Yet he gave you that job. Yet he gave you that calling. He is aware about all the challenges you are having. My friend, the best you can do is to come to God and admit that you need his help. But be aware that God is the one in charge of the project, not you.